St. Pete. You're listening to Jules with Jules podcast for Radio St. Pete 96.7. I'm Jules Warren, your host, and today we are going to talk with two amazing magicians, Chris and Ryan Zubrick. This is going to be fun. Chris and Ryan have both been practicing magic pretty much their entire lives and have built the Zubrick Magic Theater in St. Petersburg, which is located at 1211 First Avenue North. Their holiday spectacular show runs through January 4th. Let's meet Chris and Ryan Zubrick. They're going to give us a sneak preview of their holiday show, and we're going to hear their amazing journey with magic, which started when they were very young, and by chance, their careers brought them together later in life, and the rest is history. Hello, Chris and Ryan. Thank you for being here for the Radio St. Pete listeners.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to hear about your journey with magic. But first, let's talk about your holiday spectacular show. It's running through January 4th, correct?
That's correct.
Tell us about it. What can people expect?
Yeah, it's our most anticipated show of the year. We are almost halfway through all of our performances for the holiday spectacular, and the community that has come out to see it so far has given rave reviews. It's quite exciting. We have a lot of audience interaction. There may or may not be a jolly guest that appears on stage along with us. We make it snow right here within the theater.
Oh my.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I got to see your show last month. I was very impressed. What I liked about it was your humor was great, and you had the audience interaction. Your illusions were really spectacular.
It's a challenge in our intimate venue, as you saw. You know, the first row is only a few feet away from us, and there's only, you know, less than 100 seats, only four rows deep. So you're really seeing the magic from a few feet away, which makes it a fun challenge for us to really, you know, perfect our skills and polish everything.
I like that about the theater, that it was very intimate and very close up. I really like that. You feel a part of it.
Yeah, yes. Many people comment that they feel like it's a private magic show in their own living room because of the intimacy.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the very end, and your finale was so cool. It was so unexpected. I'm not going to say what it is. And there was never a dull moment in your show. Give us a little behind the scenes look at how you choose your illusions and create your show.
We try to just create a very well-rounded performance. You know, we want there to be ups and downs, highs and lows, dark moments, bright moments, funny moments, you know, dramatic moments. So there's really something for everyone. We like to keep the pace fairly quick just to keep everyone entertained. And people think that magic shows are for children. This show could not be further from the truth. We try to create it to entertain and fool adults, but still be family friendly. So there's things that the kids enjoy. There's a few jokes, as you might remember, that kind of go over the kids' heads that the adults enjoy.
That's what I was impressed with, your humor all the way through. People were laughing the whole show. I think that's very important for magic. So what I was interested in knowing is over the years, we've all seen magic on TV or shows live, and some of the illusions or the sleight of hand we've seen over and over. But some of yours were so different. So my question is, create your own and then you just figure out how to do it? And how does that talent come in?
Yeah, so we take inspiration from other magicians, perhaps movies that we saw that are not related to magic. Perhaps it's a song that we enjoy listening to or a hobby that we enjoy. We also interject a lot of family stories within the show and the production. I talk about my grandma and how we enjoyed a glass of wine together. And so we created a trick around a glass of wine and a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites of yours.
It is an audience favorite.
And you showed some
photos of Grandma and I.
Grandma, yeah.
Yeah, we talk about our son Oliver. He's 8 years old. We talk about our family and talk about a gift that Ryan got for Christmas one year, which was a Rubik's Cube, and then he goes into Rubik's Cube magic. So we just take inspiration from things that we find joy and pleasure in.
And sometimes we try to put our own twist on classics. So we've all seen the magician cut somebody in half, but as you may remember at the beginning of the show, we cut our assistant into 9 pieces, you know, so just kind of put a unique and different twist on classics of magic.
So in 2021, you built the Zubrick Theater, your theater here. What I like about it is we were talking about the intimate ambiance. What made you want to own your own theater and why in St. Pete?
That's a good question. So we were performing overseas on the islands of Saipan and Guam for 13 years. Then COVID hit. the theater shut down, the island shut down, and we weren't really sure what we were going to do next. We bought an RV and we traveled East Coast to West Coast looking for where our forever home would be. And we are originally from Michigan, but we happened to be in Key West looking at some property there. We came across the Skyway Bridge. It dumped us out here in St. Pete. We had never heard of St. Pete before, but we instantly fell in love. From the murals, the museums, just the art culture here was fantastic.
Isn't it incredible for such a small little, it's so cozy. I was amazed. Like you, I fell in love with St. Pete. I was not familiar with it. I knew it existed, and it was next to Tampa. And when I came here and drove around, the same thing, like, oh my God, this is like the best of everything.
We knew we had to put our roots down here. It checked all the boxes. One, there was no Michigan winters. We didn't want to be in the Key with the palm trees and the peaches.
Being on an island for so long.
Right.
There was no competition. There was no other magic shows or anything like this in the Tampa Bay region. There was year-round tourism, and it was LGBT-friendly for our family to grow up. So it really checked all the boxes.
Yeah, it checked all the boxes. Yeah. All right. What did it take to build the theater?
So yeah, we looked at, I think, over a dozen different properties. You know, there's really not, like, vacant theaters that you can just go by. So we're looking at different, you know, retail situations. And this space that we're sitting in right now was just a concrete floor, vanilla shell. No walls, no paint, nothing. But we saw potential. We came in here with our son's sidewalk chalk, and on the concrete we kind of marked out where we thought the lobby would go and where the seating would go and all of those things. And we found an architect and a contractor, and it was, you know, a big collaboration, and we did a lot of it ourselves. We, you know, put up different walls and hung all the lights and assembled the seating and
built the stage and hung the curtains.
That's awesome.
It was a labor of love, and we did this at the end of COVID, so we weren't really sure if anybody would come out and support live entertainment post-COVID.
Yeah, there was so much uncertainty.
Yeah, there
were
so many unknowns after that. How long it would take.
Everybody needed to get out and experience magic,
yes,
literally and figuratively, and come out. So the community has supported us from day one. We opened up in, June of 21, and have been going strong since. So next year will be our 5-year anniversary, and we couldn't be happier.
For 2026, after your holiday show is over, what do you have in store?
After January 4th, we'll go back to our signature performance, which is about 80% different than the holiday show you saw. So if you've seen our signature performance, come to the holiday show. You'll see a lot of new stuff. If you're coming and going to see the holiday show, come back after January 4th and see a lot of new stuff for that show too. So they're two very different shows. And then for our signature performance, we try to interject a new routine every month just to keep it fresh. So it slowly evolves. There's a few illusions that we have in the works right now that we're excited to debut.
A few things change.
Mm-hmm. Right? Things change, but we keep the audience favorites like Grandma's wine bottle and that spectacular finale. Those will always be in the show.
You also offer exclusive performances, meaning if somebody like a corporation wanted to throw a party or any big group.
Correct. So they can reach out to Kelby. He is our theater manager, and he can assist with booking that exclusive performance. As long as it happens when we don't have a public performance, you choose the date and the time, and the theater is entirely yours. It could be for birthday parties, corporate team building events, bat mitzvahs. We've had it all in here. And we also have theater rentals. So perhaps you have a dance company or you're a comedian and you're looking for a space to perform. We have a state-of-the-art theater right here for those in our community who can produce their own shows.
Oh, how wonderful. That's awesome. All right, so now let's talk about both of your journeys. After reading your bios, I noticed that you both had similar paths in your magic career. So, Chris, you began your magic journey with an enchanting magic trick from a cereal box that captured your fascination.
Yes, do you remember when they used to put toys in the bottom of cereal boxes?
Yes, and Ryan, your passion was ignited with a magic set as a birthday gift, both young kids at that time.
Correct, yes. We both started when we were about 6 or 7 years old. We're both from Michigan. Didn't know each other, though. We both had our independent, you know, journeys with magic. That magic set just kind of stuck with me, and I, you know, began to buy more tricks. And eventually in college, I worked at a magic shop, and I was doing shows for, you know, Cub Scout packs and family reunions and things like that. And then we met through a double booking. The event coordinators accidentally booked both of us, and we both showed up to the gig. Instead of fighting over the spotlight, we decided to kind of put our shows together and collaborate, and it just kind of clicked. And since then, it's worked.
The rest is history.
Yeah, and then you fell in love, and now you have a son, Oliver.
Yes, we've been together 20 years. We got married on the island of Saipan in 2013. Yeah, we had Oliver
8 years ago.
8 years.
So let me ask you about Oliver. Having parents that are both magicians, how is he?
You know, it's funny. The magic is kind of lost on him because growing up, when we were performing overseas, we were performing with Bengal tigers, and he was able to bottle feed the baby tigers when they were growing up. And
wow.
So for him to see tigers nowadays, it's like, that's not that exciting.
He also spends a lot of time backstage, so he'll sometimes see the workings of you know, some of the illusions. So like Chris said, some of the magic is lost on him, but he's a great critic. He'll sometimes give us notes. He's like, oh, you can do that better. You know, when he's here, he'll actually do his own act. He has his own little act that he'll perform. It's always his choice. We never, of course, force him to do it, but he's a great help, and it's fun to just kind of all be here.
Well, that was my next question. Does he perform any tricks himself or illusions?
Yes, he does, but his interests are changing. He's into soccer and ukulele at the moment, but you know, if he wants to come back and grace the stage again, by all means, we'd love to have him.
Yeah, they have their own world. All right, so now you both join prestigious clubs. Chris, you joined the International Brotherhood of Magicians, and Ryan, you joined the Society of American Magicians. What does that do for a magician, being in those clubs? Is that something you have to be asked to be in, or you apply? How does that work?
Yeah, each one is kind of different, but it's great to be a part of an organization that helps uplift and support. Every year, we go to Las Vegas to Magic Live. It's a week-long convention with magicians, thousands of magicians from all over the world. We get together and we listen to lectures. There's a dealer's room with other builders that are showcasing the latest wares. There's competitions, and then in evenings, there's full-blown production. So it's a lot of fun just to get together with our colleagues and chat about what's new in magic or what different techniques there are for some of the old classics.
Like networking.
It is.
Getting to know your tribe.
So to speak.
Along the way, as you were, you know, started young and you were going through your magic journey separately before you hooked up again, how do you develop your skills as an illusionist? Is there a mentor you hook up with or a training school or you just watch it? How do you develop your skills?
Kind of all of the above. We both did have mentors that, you know, kind of helped us when we were young. You know, I wanted to get into dove magic, so I reached out to somebody that I met at a magic convention that I knew worked with doves and said, hey, can you kind of help me and show me the ropes? You know, back then it was a lot of like VHS tapes. And when magic specials would air on TV, you know, you'd pop a tape in the VCR, record it, and then you'd watch it over and over again till that tape wore out. So of course, when you're really young, you kind of model yourself after people you respect. And then when you get a little older and mature, you know, you kind of shift into your own style and own techniques and things like that.
I agree. Same thing. And it was, of course, going to those magic meetings locally. There's the International Brotherhood of Magicians has what are called rings. They're clubs that are locally. I went to the Lansing ring and met other magicians who helped, you know, guide me. There's a Tampa ring, there's a Sarasota ring. For those listeners who are looking to get into magic, look for the International Brotherhood of Magicians website, and you could find a local magicians group that can help get you started.
All right. Now, in 2018, you received the most prestigious magic award, the Merlin Award, which is compared to winning the Oscar, is what I've heard. Tell us about that. How did that come about?
Yeah, so the award is for the best family magic show, and that's really something that we try to really encompass, is that the show is not just for kids, like Ryan said. It's really for the entire family to enjoy. So to win this award, it was quite an honor, and it was awarded to us in what year was it?
2018, right?
18, yeah. And we were in Guam performing at the time.
Organizer of the International Magician Society flew out to Guam. There was a press conference, awarded us with the awards, and just to be recognized amongst those that have also received it, you know, like David Copperfield and Doug Henning and Penn and Teller and Chris Angel, you know, it's really an honor.
You're on the A-team. And you also have many other awards that are on your website that people can look at. So you've had not just that one, but you've had a handful of awards.
Yes. Some local honors as well that were
I think the ones that also mean the most are like, you know, the TripAdvisor and Yelp ones. When people that have come and seen our show here locally in St. Pete and they rave about it online, or even they just word of mouth tell their friends, like that means more than a trophy or something like that. Like I want to create that experience, and I want people to like it so much that they tell their neighbors and their coworkers, and they want to bring their grandchildren for the holidays. And it's like,
yes,
those are what, you know, I enjoy.
Wonderful. All right, so going into 2026, is there anything else you have in your plans?
Of course, we hope to be in St. Pete and the Tampa Bay community for many, many years to come. We're always evolving the show, always putting in new illusions and adding other aspects to the show. And again, if you've already come to see the show, come back, see us again, and you'll always see something new.
So let's give the listeners all your information. Holiday show runs through January February 4th, and how can people get tickets?
People can get tickets through our website at ZubrickMagic.com. You can also find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all the socials at Zubrick Magic.
And the theater is just so cozy, and we look forward to seeing your shows in 2026.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
Before we end, we'd like to give mention to Chris and Ryan's onstage assistants, Brittany, Vital, and Marlana. Each one has a professional background in performance and is an important part of the show.